Thank you. How many of you want to be more successful? Say I. Wow, engaging audience. How many of you want to be happier? Say I. Great. Now here's the tricky question. How many of you want to be and more successful and happier at the same time? Wow, thank you so much. I want to thank you for being here because you could have chosen to be anywhere in the world tonight. But basically you chose to be here because honestly, I think this is the best place where you can actually be tonight. Before I begin, is it okay if I tell a little bit about myself so that you know what kind of crazy guy with a strange name is standing in front of you trying to hold a speech? Is that all right? Thank you very much. As I got introduced, my name is Robert van der Wolk. I'm originally from the Netherlands. I live in Croatia for the last 8 months. And over the last 15 years, I've explored, I would say, the possibilities of living in extremes. In the last 15 years, I've been operated on 60 times, that's 6-0. I've been in a coma. But what is more importantly, I lost my eyesight, by the way, as well. I should mention that. So if you come approach me and I don't know your name, even if you have it on a badge or something, I apologize. But what is more importantly, I always believed that there is more in me. Like the previous speaker said, there's more in your potential. You have more potential than you can possibly think of. How many of you think that there's more in you right now than you've shown so far? Say I. Great, awesome. I believe that too. And so for the last 7 or 8 years, almost 8 years as of January next year, I run my own company as a trainer, as a speaker, as a life coach, as a published author of 4 books, almost 5, more than 500 articles on one of my websites. And I try to live, like I said before, in extremes. I've run the New York Marathon pretty much blind. I've walked about 1,000 kilometers with 26 kilos on my backpack, and I try to fulfill my next dream for the next year, which is climbing the Mount Kilimanjaro in Tanzania. And I like to do these things not just because I like to be perceived as crazy or to be as, you know, extreme, but mostly because I believe that there is much more within myself. And as I hear from you, I think that you have the same potential. You can do much more than you think you can. And so my question to you is, how many of you think that you can do more than you've shown so far? Say I. How many of you believe that you can do much more than you think you can? I'll show you. As a matter of fact, I'll prove it to you right now. And for that, I need a little bit of your assistance. So I ask you kindly, stand up. Put down your stuff and just stand up. So if you find a spot where you're standing right now, the most important thing is that you put your feet on the ground and you stay there, you put them there, you keep them there for the next 1 or 2 minutes. After that, you can do whatever you want. And my invitation to you is to stretch out your right hand, your right arm, and to point at the wall in front of you. And when I say go, you turn right as far as you can, and at the point where you feel, okay, this is my stretch, you make an imaginary X and you make a mental picture of where you are with your finger and you turn back around. If you need to go over somebody, don't hit them in the face. Just make sure that you go over somebody, the person next to you in your hand, and lower down your finger. Now just stand there for just another second. And my invitation to you is to close your eyes. Just close your eyes and imagine that you're lifting up your arm. Imagine that you're pointing your index finger to the wall. And now imagine that you're stretching out, you're turning clockwise, and you're going further and further and further in your imagination than you've done before. Not just once, not just twice, 3 times further, 5 times further, maybe even 10 times further. And in your imagination, in your mind's eye, you make a new X, a new imaginary mark. And when you're finished, in your mind, you just turn back where you're standing and you lower your arm. In your mind, only in your mind. So open your eyes right now. Let's test it. So for the last third and final time, I invite you to stretch your arm out, point to the wall. And where you're standing, you go clockwise as far as you can. You go as far as you can, you go as far as you can. And you make a new imaginary X to the point where you really feel that you cannot go any further. And when you've done that, you go all the way back and you lower your arm. Thank you very much. You can take a seat. So just out of curiosity and by your voice, how many of you were able to go further this time, the last time, than you were capable of going the first time? That's one. How many of you were about the same? Right. So what is different? Did you become more flexible? Did you think that you, I don't know, did something different? If that is the case, by the way, then I really suggest that you go become an Olympic athlete, because if you do this more than enough times, you will be sure and guaranteed that you will win the gold, bronze, or silver medal any and every time. So what happened? What really changed? Not all at the same time, please. It's the feedback is definite.
Imagination.
Yeah. What else?
Focus.
Belief. Yeah. Belief. Yeah. What else? Me. Yeah. So what in you changed? Is it the belief? Is it the focus? It's all true. It's all true. So just by this, say again?
Decide.
A desire. Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you. So having the desire, the focus, the intent to go further and to actually realize that you can go further shows you, just in this simple explanation, in this simple exercise, that you can do much more than you think you can. So if you can do much more than you think you can, the question is, how much more do you want to go? How far do you want to go in terms of your personal life, your business life, your financial life, your relational life, your health life? As we heard in the previous speaker, if you really want to go from squid to superhero, it's possible. And I think it's true. I absolutely believe that it's true. Not just from my own experience, but from every single person that I coached and taught over the last couple of years, I see remarkable changes. And it's based on one simple principle. And that is that where your energy or your focus goes, that's where the attention and the energy is flowing. And in the end, that's where the results are showing. I'll say that again. Where focus goes, energy flows, and results show. It might be a very corny one-liner, but I absolutely believe that it's true. Because the moment you focus on something, everything else that is not important, you delete. You just take away, you put away, and you really go for whatever it is that you really want. Now the question again is, what do you want to do? What do you want to have? And maybe even more importantly, who do you want to be? So at this final stage of the year, with just a couple of days to go before we go into the new year, 2018, I ask you, just for yourself, what do you want to do in the next 12 months? What do you want to have? And who do you want to be? And with the principle that I just want to emphasize right now, I think that's absolutely possible to do and to realize and to manifest whatever it is that you want. Because in the end, like I said, where attention or focus goes, energy flows. And somebody once said to me, you know, everything is energy. How many of you believe that everything is energy in the end? Say I. Great. I don't have to explain that much. That makes it so much easier for me to do my job. Because if everything is energy, so, you know, does that mean that the table is energy? Yes, no, I don't know, I don't care. Okay, great. Does that mean that your body is energy? Yeah. Does that mean that money is energy? How many of you want to have more money in the next year? Say aye and raise your hand. Great. How many of you want to be in better shape next year? How many of you want to have better relationships? Okay, just three people. The rest just want more money and be fitter. Great. Yeah. So whatever it is that you want, the basic principle is simple. If you want more of it, you need to put more into it. And if you want to put more into it, I can give you a very, very simple technique, method, if you will, even. And based on the time that I have, I can't go into depth that much, but it's really, really simple. And for that, I just want to invite you one more time to stand up and to follow my instructions. Let me ask you this, by the way. How many of you are at this point engaged? Say aye, or raise your hand. Engaged, involved in what I'm saying, or how many of you think like, okay, this is really, I hope that this is the last time that this guy is asking me to stand up. Thank you. So here's my invitation, and it might be a little bit crazy or off or strange, but just bear with me, because based on the principle that everything is energy, I just want to show you and I just want to make you feel that if you want to create more energy, you can do that in a heartbeat. You can do that without anything around you, without anything supporting you. You can create that within you in an instant. So here's my invitation. In a second, I will ask you to start clapping, but very short, very slow, and then I will move up the pace in a second. And at one point, you're clapping, I don't know if I can say that, but you're clapping your ass off. You're clapping like, you know, it's faster than this is not possible, because if you do so, your hands would fall off. And then I will count to three. And on three, I just want you to say, yeah, at the top of your voice, really to the point where any neighbor from this building can hear and feel and experience that this is the best party for the whole evening. Is that all right with you? Great, thank you. So here's my invitation. Let's start clapping slowly, and from slow we go faster. All right. And I'll count to three. One, two, three, and yeah! Thank you very much. Let me ask you this. How many of you feel better and more alive right now than 2 minutes ago? Thank you. Thank you very much. You can sit down. I'll leave you with this, because everything is possible, or to make it a double negative, nothing is impossible. I actually have a t-shirt to prove that, and I solely believe in that statement. Nothing is impossible. If a blind man can run the marathon and walk 1,000 kilometers with 26 kilos on his backpack, seriously, nothing is impossible. If you can write 4 books or even have a best-selling book on Amazon without the intent to create a book, everything is possible. If you want to invest in whether it's Bitcoin, OneCoin, Imperium, or any other kind of blockchain, it's possible. And you can become very, very financially secure with that. If that is one of your goals, then I absolutely encourage you to go for that. My point is this, and I'll leave you with this story. It's a story about an old woman that I heard about not such a long time ago. And this old woman, she was at the end of her life. And at the end of her life, she decided, okay, you know, there's not much for me to do. I've done everything that I wanted to do. I've met everybody that I wanted to meet, and I've had all the experiences that I want to experience. So the only thing that she did, she picked up the phone and she called the Reverend. And the Reverend picked up the phone, and the old lady said, I want to just discuss a couple things with you before I leave this body and this planet. And the Reverend, in first instance, he said, like, oh, madam, please, maybe we can find a solution. Maybe we can prolong your life, or the quality of your life, at least. And the woman said, no, thank you, really, thank you very much. I've done all that I wanted to do. I've seen everything that I wanted to see. And I just want to discuss a couple details with you. And so, would you like to come by? And of course, the Reverend said, I'll be there within 10 minutes. And yes, he was there within 10 minutes, knocking at her door. Old lady opened the door, and together they walked into the living room, where they sat down. And at one point, the Reverend said, so what is it that I can do for you? And the old lady said, you know, I always enjoyed coming on Sundays to church. And for me, that meant a lot. Because what it really gave me was just the feeling of being together. It was a feeling of happiness, of joy, of excitement in life, just to sing and to hear those words coming from the Bible that I hold so dearly to my heart. And that really meant a lot to me. And so the Reverend said, well, thank you, but what is it really that I can do for you? And so the old lady said, well, you know, on the moment that I pass away, I would like to have all my friends and my relatives and all the dear ones to me, I'd like them to say their last goodbyes to me. So when I'm laying there in the coffin, I want them to have the possibility to say goodbye. And when they do so, I want them to see me as I am. And I have two things that I want to request for you. One is the Bible. I would like to have it in my right hand because it's a book that I really hold dear. And in the other hand, I'd like to hold a fork. And the Reverend said, well, I understand the Bible, ma'am, but the fork, I'm not really sure if I get it. And so the old lady explained, and she said, you know, when I went to church, when I was going to church, I always had a great time. The songs that were sung and the psalms that were read to me, the coherence, the people, the audience, everybody was so kind, was fantastic. But what even was more important and maybe even more joyful to me was that afterwards, we would go to the restaurant next door, basically, and we would have dinner. We would have a great meal. And the waiter, they were always so kind to me, you know. When we had our main course and when we finished it, usually they just came and they would take away all our stuff. But occasionally, you know, occasionally, the waiter would come and he would say, ma'am, you can leave your fork. Oh, and then I knew it, the old lady said. Then I really knew it. We would get either warm apple pie with whipped cream, can you imagine? Or cobbler is like something like, oh, this is the best ever. And the Reverend said, I understand that you had a good time, ma'am, but I still don't know why you want to have a fork on your in your coffin on the moment that everybody says goodbye. She says, whenever people come to say goodbye, I want you to tell them not just this story, but also the moral of the story. And that is that regardless of how you live your life right now, even if it's your last moment that you live on this planet, I want them to know what I know now, and that is that the best is yet to come. So with this in mind, I want not just to thank you, but also to implore in you, or to sink into your mind, that wherever you are right now, there's much more that you can do, have, and be, and that the best is yet to come. Thank you very much.